All right, we're live. We just recorded an hour-long podcast, and the fucking computer deleted it. So, we're going to restart and go over this stuff again. All right, guys, it was a crazy week of fighting. Atlantic City, Kevin Lee versus Barboza. What was your favorite part about it? What'd you take away from it? And where does the future go for Kevin Lee? You know what I mean? Let me know. What are your thoughts on it?
That was really needs to get his loss overturned.
Yes. So, for people that didn't watch the fight, Valasini, right? Is that his name?
Valashvili.
It's a super difficult name for an American to say. But anyways, he was in a guillotine choke for about a minute and a half. Like, yeah. Kicking his legs. 20-30 seconds. Kicking his legs, trying to stay conscious. And the fight ends and he's still there. And then right when the guy lets go, it looks like he goes limp for a second. And then he comes to, and then a referee who wasn't even reffing the fight comes in and decides that he was out and declares the fight a TKO.
Kicking his legs.
Yeah, which is
entire time.
For me, I heard some stance from, I heard Mark Goddard's stance, and I even heard Big John McCarthy's, but for me, he was asleep for quick second, but he was there answering. He gave the ref thumbs up. What if some guy got knocked out, right? Or got knocked down during the fight and the fight ends?
Who was the guy that punched Koscheck?
Paul Daly?
Paul Daly. What if he would have knocked Koscheck out with that punch after the fight was over? Would they give him a knockout one?
Yeah, triple. No. I think it's a little different than
that.
But
it's not. Same thing. Yeah, okay, that was just like 3 extra seconds that happened. I feel he should have. That should have gone to the scorecard. He easily would have gone the win.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he would definitely won. He definitely won the fight, and they definitely fucked him a little bit. But, man, there needs to be a better protocol. They need to be a little more. Because what if somebody got knocked down, right, during the fight, just sat on their ass, and then they go to the corner after the fight, and they're sitting on the stool, and all of a sudden he passes out from low blood pressure, whatever weird stuff happens. Then what? Do you give the guy a KO win? No, it doesn't work like that. So I see that point. I think that they need to repeal it and change it, you know? Yeah. But I don't think they will because it's New York and New York's athletic commission is ass and they suck. They really do. They're terrible.
I hope they get it right and give it to them.
But the main event was Kevin Lee versus Barboza. Kevin Lee, for me, completely shocked me. I did not see that fight going that way. He looked like an absolute monster. He on the feet for the first time. He out-grappled, outstruck him. And
out-game-planned
him. He took him down, sucked his energy, and then Barboza was just defenseless, and he couldn't even.
Other than that kick, the roundhouse kick.
Yeah, so third close. Round, if none of you saw this, you guys have to see this. Barboza lands a flush.
Go on YouTube.
Or my Twitter. You can scroll down Twitter. I retweeted it. Dude gets kicked in the head by a spinning heel kick and goes on.
He was ice skating. Signed this man.
Bro, he was ice skating, like no joke.
His ankles, I was fearing for his ankles where they would go.
He was dancing around. I saw some cool edits with the Hotline Bling video, so he's on his wobbly legs. I know, and it looks so much like it. So, but anyways, the performance wise, Kevin Lee was amazing. He outstruck him. He took him down at will. He went to mount. He gained a ton of my respect. His post-fight interview was actually great when he said, "So what's next?" He goes, he said, "You know what time it is. It's a beep time, baby," or whatever he said. I was at home, and you know, I'm not a fan of Kevin Lee's trash talk, but when he said, "It's a beep time, baby," I was like, yes, that's great. Because that was just real, the way he said it, and you know what I mean? I feel like he's gaining a lot of fans' respect. Just the way that he's fighting.
He got a lot of respect from me. I hated him.
Yes,
I would have taken a lot from him to impress me.
Yeah, I wasn't a
hate barrier.
Just some of the stuff that he does. Like there was a video of him acting like Connor. For people that don't know who Kevin Lee is, he's a young fighter, but he's got a bunch of confidence. And he's from Detroit. And so he's at this press conference and he gets his glasses broken. He's like, man, those cost me like $3,000. Those are made out of buffalo skin or whatever. and three people died making these glasses. And Connor has a line back in the day where he said, look at this pocket watch. Three people died making this watch. And so it was real famous and everybody thought it was hilarious. But so Kevin Lee, for a lot of people, came off as a real douchey dude. And dude, he backed up all of his talk. He came back from the Tony Ferguson fight, which he lost. And there was a lot of factors going into it, whatever. But I think going in there with Tony Ferguson, he learned so much. And I feel like if they fought again, I feel like he beat him. I don't know, man. No. He would give a lot of problems to a lot of people in the division. You know what I mean?
But I don't think he'd enough to beat Tony.
Maybe in a couple fights. We'll see. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Not now.
Yeah, definitely. But it opened up a window for Barboza or for Khabib. You're like, man, I could see him beating Khabib because his wrestling was so good. And the way that he beat Barboza was way more impressive than the way that Khabib did. The fact that Khabib mounted Barboza with ease. He mounted him and was dropping elbows on him, dropping bombs on him like it was nothing, you know? Like it was just another day at the office. So seeing that compared to what Khabib did, and Khabib is such a good wrestler, but so is Kevin Lee, it really impressed me and made my mind change about him and his personality, just everything, fully in general. So for him and the whole lightweight division, like the lightweight division right now is stacked. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's just last week I was saying he wasn't up there. After this, he definitely deserves to be top five.
Yeah, still definitely. Don't like him, and you know, man. And I'd like to see an Alvarez versus Kevin Lee fight. I really would, just because Alvarez is coming off. Because in all actuality, Alvarez didn't beat Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier, that was just a freak kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So, if anybody deserves a title shot other than Conor or Tony, which Tony's gonna be out for probably 9-10 months, and Conor, we,
I think six.
But no, it's gonna be when Conor tore his ACL, he was out for 10 months, and that was fast. You know what I mean? So, but anyways, the lightweight division at the top is a little blurry because technically there's three lightweight division champions. Like, you can't say that Khabib's the best in the world. He beat number 11. And you can't say that Tony Ferguson's the best in the world because he beat number 7. The only person that has a legitimate belt in this, I know I'm a Conor dick rider, and I don't want it to sound like I'm dick riding him. The only one that has a legit belt is Conor, because he's the only one that beat a champion. Now, should he have this long and not be able to defend it? No, not saying that at all. I think what he's doing in the UFC is a little bit just showing his power and stuff. But anyways, the lightweight division, I'd like to see Dustin Poirier get a shot next.
I think he'll get it.
If Conor's not going to be back.
I don't think
Conor's not going to be back by November, which I really think that he will be.
I don't think he will.
He's not going to get in much trouble. I don't know. Anyways.
Not the trouble. I just don't think he'll fight this year.
Yeah, you know, so there's a lot of stuff that could go on with that. But then you got to look at Frankie Edgar's performance, which was amazing. You know, Frankie Edgar, 49 days ago, just got knocked out by Brian Ortega. And coming into this fight, I was worried because I know how much skill that Frankie has. He's one of the best in the world for God's sakes. He's one of the best of all time, if you think about it. You know what I mean? One of the best of all time. And, you know, he got screwed out by the UFC because he was supposed to fight Conor a couple times for the belt. Or he was supposed to fight Aldo before Conor fought for the belt. Mm-hmm. And they ended up putting it on hold because Conor was in line. And then Aldo got hurt, so then the fight with Aldo and McGregor got pushed back. So it was about a 2-year waiting period for Frankie on the title. He really deserved a shot in 2014, didn't get a shot until 2016 at UFC 200 versus Aldo, which was a really good fight, but Aldo just outclassed him. But you know, he's one of the greatest of all time. But anyways, he gets knocked out. Coming to this fight with Cub Swanson, who can crack. Cub Swanson's a great freaking striker, and they had already fought before, and he had dominated him, but it was all on the ground. It was all on the ground. After being knocked out, he went for a couple takedowns, but dude, his striking looked clean. Yeah. He was so fast, he looked like Mighty Mouse out there. Cub Swanson really didn't look like he had an answer or even could see what was coming.
He was
focused
on the takedowns that
it looked like Bisping versus GSP. Mm-hmm. When Bisping was, because you know Bisping pushes the pace, he's fast, you know, it takes him a little bit of time to warm up, but he was chilling back a little bit too much. So that's kind of what I saw out of Cubs, one of the best in the world as well. So that's why I was worried about Frankie. But Frankie the Answer Edgar, man, he is the answer. He is different in every way. Like when he said he's built different, and that's why he's coming back after this 49 days and he's ready to go. I mean, man, I was doubting him. But, man, he freaking put all doubt aside and proved that he's one of the best in the world.
He's an OG.
Yeah, he's amazing. Oh, yeah. And just he had his kids there for the first time ever. And just in his hometown, it was awesome to see.
Grandpa died that week.
Yeah, and his dad would die the week before. So going into it, there was a lot of emotions and a lot of distractions that he could have just played off. And, you know, that's why my performance sucked, whatever. But he looked great. And so another fighter at his hometown was Aljo. I was so pumped for Aljo.
Funkmaster.
Yeah, I'm such a big fan of everybody out of that Longo Sarah gym. I'm such a big fan of them. Like Weidman and Iaquinta and just everybody. They're like they're a good brotherhood, you know. So going into that fight, I figured that he would have an advantage on the striking department and in the jiu-jitsu, but like he was a dangerous opponent. And I was just a little worried about him coming off that. Dude, he got flatlined. Like it was bad coming off that KO with Marlon.
Set up their takedowns.
Yeah, with Marlon Moraes, you know, it was a bad KO. So
it was good by Marlon Moraes though.
Yeah, but I was just really worried about Aljo because I'm such a fan of Aljo. So going into that fight, you know, I didn't think he was gonna win, but Aljo looked amazing and he did.
Told you.
Hey, come on.
Again.
I'm raising good questions.
And
come
Aljo.
On. They're good questions, bro. You can't just look at somebody that gets flatlined. Like if Luke Rockhold fought this weekend, would you be comfortable with him coming back?
Depends
no,
on the fight.
Come on.
He's fighting me, yeah, I'm comfortable.
Bisping?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd be comfortable with that.
Maybe. But anyways, when somebody gets knocked the fuck out like Aljo did, you need time.
It wasn't like
bro, you need. Have you seen when Manny Pacquiao gets knocked out by? You know who I'm talking about, right? When he gets
Pacquiao, who's that you speak of? He left.
Oh come on.
Out in the cold.
Oh come on.
Bad man. He's been
anyways,
a trainer.
You gotta give your brain time to rest. You can't just jump back into it and think that everything's gonna be all right. With
but he's one of these younger.
But
fighters.
Yeah, and exactly, and I was pumped for Aljo in his hometown. In his post-fight interview, there was a fight in the crowd.
His family. Fight.
And it was just, you know. Dude, he's one of the best. He's one of the most. He could be such a big star. And he called out Dominic Cruz, which would be an amazing fight.
Great fight.
Breaking down that fight, what do you think? Like your initial thoughts.
Initial thoughts now?
Yes.
You just need great game plans to beat Dominic, as we saw.
Maybe get him a little emotional.
Yeah.
Because he was a little emotional going into the Cody fight.
I don't think Aljo has that like trash. He does, not to get in your head, though.
He's
Aljo
calm.
Can get an upset.
With Aljo, he's confident.
I like Aljo.
He looks good.
Out of that Longo.
He speaks good.
MMA, I think he has probably the most talent above Chris Weidman.
I was going to say Chris Weidman. What?
Yeah, above him.
Of course, yeah.
I think he's better.
But it's, like, I mean, it's not, I mean, he's just, he proved that he's on another level.
I'm taking Aljo for the Dominic Cruz fight. That's
yeah,
my
I'll
boy.
Be rooting for him.
That's my boy.
I will be rooting for him. I really like Aljo and, dude. Aljo, we'd love to have you on the podcast one day. One day we will. But anyways, there was so many good fights on this card. Chase Sherman versus Justin Willis, man. And going into this fight, me and Hugo talked about it, and I was like, man, I really think that Chase Sherman's going to get KO'd the first round just because of his hand speed and how hard he hits. And you could see it fully on display this
came
fight.
Close.
He was hitting him with everything but the kitchen sink. You know what I mean, dude? He was hitting him so freaking hard. And those they were lightning fast. He looked like a bantamweight hitting a heavyweight. You know what I mean? And so he knocked down Chase Sherman
a couple times.
But Chase Sherman, man, you got a heart like no other. So, man, Chase Sherman's a savage. You know what I mean? He pushed through it and. He's one of those people that could be a huge star. He's got a great chin.
If
he's a great fighter.
More wins,
he's the gift king on Twitter, for God's sakes.
I don't think he's in the UFC that much longer.
No, I know. But he's
good, though.
Justin Wills is such a good fighter. You know what I mean?
Just,
Even Schaub. Even Brendan Schaub.
They're so big.
Yeah, Schaub trained with him back in the day and said that he's an absolute monster. So, I mean, dude.
An athlete. He played college football.
Man, there's so Justin, Justin Willis. Yeah, Justin Willis was so fast.
Yeah, wasn't his, like, his 40-yard dash, like, 4-something? Yeah, I'm like, there's no way. And
he's
huge.
He's, like, 300 pounds. He
barely made 265. I know.
Dude, his kidneys shut down making 265.
265.
That's crazy, dude.
The biggest weight class. Ugh,
man, that's insane.
He has 60-pound
range
to make. Yeah. And you can barely make it.
Mark Hunt used to be like that, but Mark Hunt got it. Yeah, so, you know what? Your idea earlier about them fighting, not too bad. I mean, it's a Justin stretch because they won't. They probably won't
Mark
do it.
Hunt's up too high, but.
But they should.
Yeah, they should. That's the fight.
He's coming off of.
Fall Sean Shelby, throw out those contracts, sign them, or I'll cut you because it's a fight I want to see.
Yes.
It's my selfish fight.
So, I mean, as far as UFC, there was a lot to take from. We would go more into depth, but we freaking deleted all of our stuff.
Hooker.
Huh?
We have to go.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Hooker. Yeah, Dan Hooker.
Another fight I predicted that.
Goddamn, yeah. I got to give Hugo all the respect in the world on this one, dude. He called it. He said it's going to be a knee, the same knee he hit Ross Pearson with. And I was like, all right. I mean, I wasn't doubting him, but I was like, I thought Jim Miller was going to be tougher than that. Dude, Dan Hooker went out there, shoved his knee in his throat, and knocked him out cold. And, dude, man, brutal, huh?
You just see it.
Brutal.
Same fighting style, just...
It's just brutal. It's brutal. So, I mean, where does Jim... I think Jim Miller should be done. I really do. I mean,
I don't
if you really want...
Gatekeeper.
Bro, you're saying Connor. You're saying Connor should retire.
That's just because... Connor can retire, live in a house made of the amount of money he
has. Okay, and what if he doesn't want to?
Then come back. Same thing, Jim Miller wants to fight. Let him fight.
You let him fight, but man, he's taking so much punishment. It's like Diego Sanchez. How many do you let him lose in a row before you cut him?
I would have cut him after Al.
It's tough, right?
Yep. But he's just such a name.
Yeah, you know, so is Sanchez, so is... Yeah, and I feel it. I mean, I'm definitely down with that. But other than the UFC, there was boxing fights this weekend. They were freaking insane. Gervonta Tank Davis, he's a future superstar. If he can, he's a superstar for sure. But what I'm saying is, if they let him grow a little bit, he could be like a big Floyd Mayweather. But the fight that everybody wants to see is him versus Lomachenko.
Which is way
but
too
I
soon.
Just think, dude, it's exactly. He's too soon. Lomachenko too is big. The number one pound-for-pound fighter on earth.
For quite a bit of years now.
Dude, he doesn't get hit. If you are listening to this and you don't know who Lomachenko is, pause this podcast right now. Go to YouTube and type in Lomachenko highlights.
No, type in an L. His name will pop up right away.
Yes. He's that good, dude. He is amazing. And like... He's like Terrence. There's so many good fighters in boxing right now. There's Terrence Crawford, who's one of the best. And then
Anthony Joshua here. You want to sign with Zuffa Boxing?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Dude,
that'd
the fight awesome. That everyone wants to see, which I hope doesn't turn into Floyd Pacquiao, is freaking Joshua versus Wilder. Don't you want to see that?
I think it'll happen.
I know. Because
they
but,
both want
But they're saying they want to fight one more person. It's like, well, why risk it? You know what I mean? Because what if Joshua goes in there and gets flatlined? Then he has to rematch that guy again and then do a trilogy and then fight Wilder.
That's the thing, though. I don't think they're really risking much. They're great. But it's also a heavyweight division where you can get caught.
Of course.
I feel like they both just have this great ability knowing what they're doing in order not to.
Yeah, so that's the fight that everybody wants to see. But other than that, you know, you had Adrian Broner and Jesse Vargas go to a draw, which... Oh, man, I would
sort
get...
Why,
for right. me, I might be a little biased because I'm a huge Broner fan, and I just love his trash talk and just the whole bravado of him, like, coming out to the 69 song, even though they're beefing, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What did I just say wrong?
The 69 song. No. 6ix9ine, dog.
Fuck that guy. I don't
Tekashi
care.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I do not like that guy, so why do I care?
And with the blicky up. Yeah, no. Got the sticky up.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Come on, bro. I don't even like him, but his music gives me hype.
I don't listen to his music. I just don't like the personality.
I don't care about your personality.
Broner. Yeah,
you
do.
You're throwing out good music.
Oh, but when Kevin Lee's a douchebag, you don't like him outside the cage?
Okay, this is music. Is Kevin Lee out here rapping for me? No.
Did you see Tyron Woodley's rap? Oh my god, stop. No, you need it. Guys, we need to listen to this. This is something that you need in your life.
Need for like humor reasons or need because I listen to rap.
Bro, you need it because you listen to rap. He's the next Jay-Z, dog. It's great. Stop. No, I'm serious.
Stop. No disrespect.
He also was,
but he has no Beyonce with him.
He was also on the Breakfast Club where he said that he was training Floyd, and that Floyd and Conor aren't much different as MMA fighters because Conor has zero wrestling, which is absolutely laughable.
Now I want them to put Tyron against Conor.
It's absolutely laughable. So, see, this is absolutely hilarious. See, I'm sure it's at the end. It's got to be at the end. See if you guys can hear this. Hey, what is this? Oh, that's not what I wanted. Hold up. Okay, we'll pause this and then come back. Alright guys, so we're listening to Tyron Woodley's laughable freestyle right now, and we want you to join in on this humor because it's freaking hilarious. He was trash talking Conor on the Breakfast Club, but anyways, he freestyles from Breakfast Club and talks about oh man, listen to it because Charlamagne's face in it is just the best. So
if you're drinking anything, go ahead, spit it out now. If you're driving, pull over.
Oh my god, it's laughable. So here we go.
That's not even gonna be in my mind.
No, you are a rapper.
You're a rapper. No, you're a UFC fighter, dog.
We got some beats.
All right.
We got.
I think he's gonna do it too. Tyrone, don't embarrass yourself, man.
Yeah, he did not listen to that.
Oh shit.
I got a choice.
Yeah.
Sway didn't give us a choice. Oh. Shit. We had to go straight to it. I'll take the beat.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. Charlamagne wanna dissect my bars like a surgeon do. And I'ma bleed on this track for the first time like a virgin do. With these lines of surgical.
Oh shit.
He all puzzled like I ain't never heard of dude.
No, he's laughing at you, bro.
Charlamagne's face right now.
Oh god, if you guys wanna look it up, you have to.
Well, that's a play on words. Nigga, I don't play with birds. I'm about that action. I don't play the curve. I'd rather hang out with Snoop, nigga, and Blaze and fucking Earth.
Oh my god.
I'm from St. Louis.
Bro, this is the next Jay-Z. Don't disrespect.
That's all you get for right now. You have to buy the album when it come out.
So anyways.
I'm not buying that.
No, anyways.
Charlamagne's face.
Let a doo-doo on that track. If anybody who's a UFC or a fighter can rap, it's Adrian Broner. And speaking of Adrian Broner, he fought this weekend. And god damn, Adrian Broner, man, it was such a good fight. First half of the fight, it kind of looked like Vargas was a little bit more active. But then Adrian Broner kind of took over in the second half. But it ended up being a split decision, which I'm not mad at. What do you think about split decisions in fights? Because sometimes I feel like...
I think they deserve this fight.
Sometimes
I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like if it's close, you might as well give him a split decision over unanimous decision or a tie. I mean, but so anyways, here we go. We got Adrian Broner, AB. Did you do the panda beat? Panda. Have you heard his panda one?
No.
Panda freestyle.
I'm trying to look up this post fight interview.
Oh.
Probably the funniest part.
Funniest part of it. Turn up.
You didn't go outside and knock it off. What? Your face on 6ix9ine right now. You a blood?
That had to be probably the funniest post fight interview in boxing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He wasn't on everyone in that.
Besides
interview.
Conor. I turned him into a Mexican. Conor was hilarious.
That
but,
was funny.
So anyways, you gotta listen to the part where he talks about it. I don't want no Mexicans around me. Everybody around here eating tacos and shit.
Hold on, hold on. I beat your ass. Look at his face. You look like I beat him with that beat man Martin Luther King with, man.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I'm an honest man. We went at it for 12 rounds.
We ain't gonna go at it. That's gay. We can do it again.
We didn't go at it. That's gay.
I beat
Get a fast forward now. Pass the other guys.
Good. Hey, you think you won the fight?
Because I was landing clean, effective blow. Decision from the up into the complexion. This card.
Second of all, you know, I want to thank Jesse Vargas. You know, he's a 2-time world champion. You know, he came to fight. But at the end of the day, man, y'all know I beat him, man. No homo, man. I won that fight.
No homo, I beat him.
The early rounds. Vargas won. Hold on, sir. But then in the middle rounds, you turn things around. What turned the fight around and enabled you to connect?
You got cataracts, your eyes fucked up?
Let's go back to that.
I was connecting with Wright's too. Was you watching? You got cataracts, your eyes fucked up? Right, what that did?
Any different tailors? Was your trainer a help?
And I want to give the biggest thanks to him, and one of the biggest thanks to my original coach. So, you know, I got to give a good thanks to that.
Final thought, would you like to fight Vargas again based on this draw?
Right here, guys.
Yeah, but let's go to my town. You know, I want to fight him where I'm from. There's hella Mexicans and shit in here. Everybody keep booing me and shit. They want rice and chicken.
So, anyways, Adrian Bronner showed why he's a freaking star, and it was a great fight. I mean, I love boxing where it's at right now. But moving on to this weekend, dog, we got Dylan Danis fighting.
He's making his professional MMA debut,
and he trains with Connor. He's Connor's, like, jiu-jitsu training partner.
He's the one that got Connor out of jail.
Yeah, dude, goddamn. I'm so excited for this debut. Everybody wants to criticize. Everybody wants to criticize Dylan Danis and call him a bunch of names or whatever.
I feel like he could have gone in this fight with zero standing training. With jiu-jitsu, he's so good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Take him to the ground, he's there.
But he's going to be a legit mixed martial artist. Yeah. And I hope he wins this weekend. And then, dude, I believe he can be something. He's got that mindset. He's got the mindset. And that's all you need, really. Like, I mean, obviously, he needs to go and need to work hard. But goddamn, dude, mindset's huge. So yeah, what do you think about Frank Mir versus Fedor?
I think Frank Mir's way past his time.
And so is Fedor.
Fedor, but
it is the land of the dinosaurs. Dog, it's gonna be like watching two dinosaurs out there fight each other.
Yeah, it's different dinosaurs though, dude. Frank Mir is the T-Rex. Fedor is that new
dinosaur. The thing they created in Jurassic World. The thing about it, like the breakdown of it, like technically, Frank's a good boxer, but he's slow. He's been stopped a lot. Like people want to say
265 now.
Yeah, and people want to say Fedor's past his prime, and he's been stopped, but he hasn't been stopped that much.
Yeah,
I mean he's been stopped a couple times.
Losses.
He's taken a lot of damage, you know. But compared to Frank,
41 times and only lost 5.
Yeah, compared to Frank, dude.
Fedor takes it.
Personally, I believe Fedor takes it.
Knocked out in the first couple rounds.
Yeah,
they're pretty brittle.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a good fight, Bellator on Paramount Network, and then yeah, pretty much. After that, we got nothing really coming up. Well, maybe next week, depending on how the fights go and whatever else we got going on, we might do a breakdown, but. Well, what do you think? There's nothing really coming up that soon. So, anyways, we'll see how this turns out. We're really bummed that our first conversation got deleted. So, we freaking recorded 50 minutes of it and it got deleted on us. So, anyways, this one's for you guys. Hopefully, check us out next week. We'll keep you posted. Subscribe. We're gonna be on Apple Music, SoundCloud. Eventually, within the next the next couple times that we do this, hopefully we get to YouTube. We just need to get a better camera, maybe some stuff. But if you guys like it, you know, we also want to do like maybe questions or give us some feedback on like what we should change about what we're doing. Say you want to say anything before we go. Bring up anything. We didn't do current events. Oh shit, it's all good. So we'll be back next week to break down some current events and stuff. So anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Don't say anything.
No, just tune in next week.
Yeah. Sorry I talked so much. We were kind of in a hurry. So, all right. See you guys. Bye. Peace out.
'The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.